Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Welcome to the Burnout Podcast. I'm your host, Brett Coleman, and this is the media production element behind MassCom 484 Media Foundry. Rob Malazzo challenged us to work on our own productions during this semester. These productions include Eric Wilson's Narrative Within, Amina Dawson's documentary Star, and Ash Sigdell's Narrative Burnout. This podcast will take a deep dive into the production of Burnout by sitting down with the different people who worked on the project. This series will be a 7-episode series, each focused on a different position involved in the Burnout production. In this first episode, we're sitting down with Director of Photography, Ash. Ash is in his final semester at VCU and currently interns at CoStar. He worked on 410 productions, Growing Through the Motions, from fall 2023. After working on this documentary, Ash wanted to put in some work in a short film. Early on in the semester, Ash brought to light his idea for the film that deals with topics like burning out and relatable frustration in office-style workplace. Throughout this production, Ash has always known what he's wanted down to every little detail and design. In this episode, we talk with Ash about the genesis of Burnout, how production has been going, and more about the project. All right, so we're here with Ash. Ash, you can go ahead and introduce yourself, where you're from, and what's your position on this production.
Hello, my name is Ash. I'll go in order. I'm from Nepal, Kansas, and Northern Virginia, and now I'm from Richmond. I am a media production student. This is my last semester, and for my capstone, I'm doing a short film. Running title is Burnout. I kind of hope we can think of something better, but if not, it's fine. And I'm the director of this whole operation.
Nice. And what do you do for work right now?
Well, I'm always freelancing, but right now I'm a video editing intern at CoStar, specifically the Homes.com subsidiary of them. And yeah, I just kind of edit neighborhood videos all day. My team doesn't... It's actually, my team's really chill. They haven't gotten a lot of content. Apparently, this is the slow season. So I get to just be at work, take my time with videos, and learn DaVinci Resolve. And yeah, it's pretty chill. It's a lot better than freelancing, at least for my mental health.
And you mentioned this is your senior project, so you're in your final semester right now?
Yes, let's hope CoStar and Homes.com hire me at the end of this, because I need a job.
So let's go more into like the whole idea of Burnout. How did you come upon this idea, and what made you think, wow, I could really maybe do something in my final semester with this idea? Let's just go into it.
1 year ago, for 410 Media Entrepreneurship, we did a class-wide project. We made a documentary about three, I don't want to call them youngsters because I think they were the same age as most people in the class, but basically three up-and-coming college students and their life, what they've gone through, and just like what it's like living. I think post-COVID life was a part of it, and some of the stories about COVID kind of went through it, but like it was just like a general, like, what's it like to come from, like, you know, going from high school to college, and then like how do you open up, how do you figure out yourself, you know, where, like, how do you go through the motions? And that was the premise of the documentary. And we made a 40-minute long documentary. We've submitted it to a short film festival or documentary festival? I don't remember. But yeah, we made a really crazy documentary, and it was a lot of moving parts. We had like four different teams, a production, a post-production, producers, social media, and the coordination between that team, what the producers were doing, and all the stuff that, you know, everything that we did. Like, I was head of post-production, and like I'm like still blown away that we were able to coordinate everything and get it all pulled off. It was like it just made me go, like, people in the art department and the cinema department can, you know, like, they make short films, they make media like this, but I feel like media production is more set up in a way that it's like we have the skills to make something artistic and cool, but we also have the strength to coordinate something like that. And that's what made me go, like, what if, like, I got one of those producers to help me and do that? And Lily, our producer, it was one of the producers for that documentary. So, like, after that class, I was like, we could do something like that. And yeah, that was like the first inception. And then last summer, I was like tired of making documentaries and advertising videos. So I was like, what if I made a short film? Like, what if I actually went on doing a short film for my capstone project? And that's what led to it. And then one day, while walking with my friend Patricia, we got a phone call from our friend Josh, and I was talking about schoolwork with Patricia, and they were like, hey, Josh has been just writing scripts, like just bored and writing scripts. You could probably ask their help. And then we started collaborating, and that's how we got this script.
Nice, nice. Yeah, you mentioned working on that Growing Through the Motions documentary. As of like right now, when you like compare both those experiences, what would you say is like a takeaway that you got from that documentary, but also a takeaway you got from this experience on this production of Burnout?
They're very different because one is a documentary and this one is a narrative thing, so things are more planned. For Growing Through the Motions, a lot of it was like finding it in the edit. Like, you know, we had a game plan. We knew what we wanted to bring out from our subjects. But, you know, that doesn't mean like we'll get something solid. It means we're going to have to like edit around that, find a story and tell that story and then like make it coherent and whatnot. So it was a lot of like man hours, like editing and whatnot. For this one, it's been all pre-production because it's a narrative short film. It's a lot of like, I've been losing my mind coming back home from work, just like going straight to planning out pre-production. Like, I remember I started doing storyboards and the bigger the scenes got, I was like, I don't even have time for storyboards because there's shot lists, props, hitting up so many people to like be like, hey, I need you to do this, I need you to do that. Hey, can you be available here? What's your schedule? And Louis was a great help for that, but that didn't mean that it wasn't an intimidating task because, you know, both of us haven't done this before. And especially for a narrative one, like a documentary is like, I'm not saying a documentary is easy. Documentaries are hard, especially when you get to the edit. But for narrative, for something that's narrative, it's like it's so much like planning. And then like when it comes to production, you have to like look at it and be like, can I make that work? Will it work? And it's like, it's funny, I've noticed that my tolerance for it will work has gone down, but other people's hasn't. Like our actor Abby was constantly like, are you sure this breaks continuity, let me do it. I'm like, dude, it's okay. It's like 50 pixels in the frame. But like it's funny how like my tolerance has gone down, but everyone else's tolerance is still where it's at, and I'm like, it will work. We can tell the story through this. but yeah, that's like the biggest differences. It's like for a documentary, you're trying to sneak out like nice monologues, let people open their hearts. Here, it's like you're trying to plan out and make sure those things actually happen.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that tolerance of like working on a production and just like not being worried about it and just being like, ah, we already got what we got. And I think that really like tells like the amount of experience you have. I feel like that experience of working on that documentary definitely gives you that feeling, which is very, very beneficial. And when you look at your like overall inspirations for this project, what are they and like how do they affect the genesis of this project?
The biggest inspiration for this is Fight Club. You know, hating your job, hating your life. We don't have, I mean, we could do it, but it takes a lot of effort to do it. But like the whole like, you know, a satire of losing your mind and like, you know, exploring it through toxic masculinity, like, and characters who are constantly dissociating and like, you know, living in this like in their head. That was a huge inspiration for this. And anything that David Fincher made, I think I was watching like way too many like documentaries about him and how he films things and what's important on set, how many takes you should do, how much you should rely on this, how much you should rely on that. It's like, so like that was like the main inspiration for writing. Whenever Josh gets their interview, they'll probably actually they have a lot of inspirations. They read a lot. They're an English major. They know a lot of stories. So their inspirations probably go beyond like Fight Club book and movie and stuff like that. But like stuff like that is what like kind of inspired this. Like things going wrong around you and like everyone like just is pretending that it's okay, or at least not like overreacting to it, or not like giving a genuine reaction, like a kind of like, I don't care, I have other things going on, and this isn't worth putting effort to, like that sort of like, you know, headspace. Those were like the main inspirations for this.
Yeah, I definitely see, because right now at production, we're already done with production. We're starting to shift more towards post-production at this point. And I can definitely, like, while we were on the set, I could definitely see your inspiration. And through the whole process, I could really see it, like, emphasized on the actual sets. And the little details you would, you'd mention to us to get right is very interesting. And when you look at working on this production, are there certain things that you would say maybe are your favorite part, or just something you'll always look back at that you'll think, wow, this was maybe something really cool I worked on, maybe this little detail or something?
A lot of the things that I'm going to remember are probably like behind the scene things, like whether it even be on set or not. I think, you know, talking to people, like talking to Josh and like, you know, spitballing, brainstorming the ideas for the script, and then going to class, and then like having to trim it down, working with Lily to like figure out where the script needs to go, working with Encore, who's doing the music for the movie, like and talking to Abby about what they think about it, talking to you about the edit, talking to like Alex about Foley, talking to Ellie about like, you know, all the prosthetics and special effects. Like, I think I'm going to remember that the most, like not even the part where we're actually doing it, but like the planning it out. Cause one thing I wanted to do with this is like, hey, here's all these people that I know that are really creative and have these cool specialized skills. It would be so cool if we got these people into a room and just like work together and like, you know, figure out like most of everyone hasn't been in a room working together, but it's been like, for me, it's been like, it feels like one room. Cause it's like, oh, that person's working over there, that person's working over there. Let's see how we can, you know, work together and glue everyone's skill together. Like, I don't know. I think that's my favorite part. It's like, hey, what can you do? And can you do that really cool thing that you're good at too, and bring it out in this way? Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like letting everyone shine in their own way. You talk about kind of like the fun parts, just coordinating it and like just sitting down and like talking about it rather than getting into it, like just the general conversation. So I definitely do understand that. Yeah, collaboration is very key in this major for sure. And when you look at this production, are there certain parts that you would say are the biggest challenge? And this can be something we've already tackled, or this could be something we have not tackled yet. What do you think that would be the most challenging part for you?
I think the most challenging part was talking to our professor and like figuring out what he wants for the class and trying to like tell him what I want out of the class and making those things meet a middle point. Because like, you know, everything else has like been fun, and you know, it's like it's great. Like, you know, like I'm not worried if like we fumbled somewhere or not. Like, at the end of the day, it's like, hey, we had fun, and like, I mean, I can say that now since I've seen like we're done with production, and I know that we have most like pretty much like 90% of everything we need all now to like make a good edit. But like, I think the hardest part about it was like figuring out the demands of the class and whatnot, because they're kind of out of your control. Like they're, you know, sometimes you don't understand what a professor wants. Sometimes you know what he wants. And sometimes it's like really confusing. And I think that's the part that I'd say is like the one that like felt the hardest, because like it's a lot of stress, and like it, you know, like I'm stressed. The other people who are in the class are also stressed. And it's like if we all dropped out, we could still continue making this and like make it happen. You know, like that's not the part that I'm worried about. It's like, oh shit, am I gonna fail? That's the part that I think was the hardest part of all of this. And it wasn't great, because it's like, you know, when you're like doing the most boring part, or the like the tedious part, which is planning out what you're gonna do on film day, it's like, you know, like I'd rather have a headache about that rather than be like, now I need to go back and make sure that all of these things fulfill the class requirements, or whatever the class requirements have become or are, or whatever I misunderstood. Like, I think that's the hardest part. Everything else was pretty fun. Yeah,
there definitely are like a lot of challenges with this, because I knew we saw this coming in the early part of the semester, and kind of like realizing, wow, we're gonna be working on this production. It's a lot to like plan out, and like even it being a short film, it's still like a lot, and it's like a lot of workload for sure on our ends. But it's really like setting us up in some of our last semesters, and just like later in our like media production time at VCU. When you look at Burnout, what do you hope to achieve by working on this? Like, what do you hope to achieve by putting this like on the screen from the page you had?
Like I've said, I've done a lot of documentaries and advertising stuff, and I think I've done everything you can do with a camera except make a narrative short film. I've done one before, but like it was literally just me and a friend in my room recording me as the actor. I wanted to see like, hey, could I coordinate all of this? Could I like work with a team in this capacity to do something this creative? Like, you know, that I think that's like what I wanted to see, is like, could this be like a team operation? Because like usually when I work on something, it's like, you know, all in the head and it's all it needs to be. Sometimes like, you know, you have someone to help you, but not like creatively, mostly there should be extra hands. It was like, can I collaborate, basically, was like the big question. So whatever happens and like whatever the final edit comes out, it's like, oh, I was able to work with friends and classmates and like people I know, and put something on a screen and make it look good. And I think that's like the actual, like, you know, like the test, if you will. It's not a class test, but it's like, you know, it's a self-test. It's like, is that possible? Can I do that? I think that's what I want when I see it on the screen, is to know, okay, you can, or oh, you can't.
Yeah, it's just like the final kind of just like test of, oh, okay, seeing this on the final screen, whether you know or not, you got there. I definitely see that. What do you think, what's a position on this production that you would say is maybe underappreciated or just not really like thought about? And this can be for general in all movies or in this production for specific. What do you think?
I'd probably say all of them. Out of all the... And this is just saying from, like, I've been watching a lot of, like, videos about, like, different directors and different, like, producers and different people who make movies. And, you know, like, when you think of a Christopher Nolan film, you think about Christopher Nolan. And it's like, well, he doesn't do, you know, everything. Like, you don't think about, like, I think you only think about him and then Hans Zimmer's, because those are, like, the two big names that are associated. Yeah, like when you think of, like, Tenet, that's probably the two things you think. Or, like, same with Dune. Like, you'd think of Hans Zimmer and then Denis. And it's like, well, there's, like, you know, there's a DP. There's, like, a production, like, assistant. There's a producer. There's a special effects person. There's somebody who goes out and finds the actors and whatnot. So I'd say every role. I'd say, like Ellie, for instance, who did all the blood effects, they were doing a lot of shit, like, leading up to the thing that, like, you know, I wasn't even in the room for. Like, I think I went to their place, like, once to check on things, and then they showed me everything. I was like, you've been cooking really hard. Like, I knew you were going to cook. These are really cool, like, prosthetics and, like, moldy food and, like, all these things. It's like, there was so much stuff that, like, you know, that happens behind the scenes that's really cool. Like, you don't get to see every piece of the puzzle when, like, a movie's up there. Like, you know, it's all a text crawl in the back of the film, but it's like, yeah, everyone, like, worked on it. I think every role is underappreciated. So, yeah. So, like, the producer, Lily, that's huge. We need somebody to communicate with a lot of people, gather information, and, like, you know, have it ready. Special effects, post production, like you. Like, we need, like, you. Like, again, what's an editor in Hollywood that you know? I don't know a single one. I think I know Martha Lucas, and that's it. The sound people, like, I used to not really pay attention to them too much. And it's like, yeah, there's just a lot of things. And then, like, Foley, like, Alex is going to do Foley for this. Have you heard how bad student film sound or sound design art? Like, the fact that we even have Foley is crazy. So it's like, I don't know, it's every role. Director ain't the only thing.
Yeah, kind of all around.
What is it, like, the ship is a parts of its sums or some saying?
If you could say anything to, like, future media production majors, what do you, like, want them to know about getting involved in this major, whether it's this class or really anything in general? What about, like, media production do you want to let them know about?
Well, that depends, because media production, I think, is too fluid of a major right now. When I joined media production, it was basically, it was like, hey, I have a camera, the photo department didn't accept me, I want to do things with cameras, where do I go? And then they pointed me at media production, and I was told I could do anything. Like, I think what was his name? It was Semi. He did a lot of short films in Ohio. He's a dude from Turkey and did a lot of video production, and he was like our professor for like a few years. He said that, like, yeah, media production is very like, it's flexible in what you want to do. You can be a sound guy, you can be a UI guy, you could be a graphic design guy, you could be a WebEx guy, or a like UI design guy, or you could be a video guy, you can be a photo guy, you can be a camera guy, you could be completely post-production, you can be pre-production, you could be a producer who literally just writes emails and coordinates things and doesn't really touch a camera. That's how media production was like advertised to me, and that's why I joined. I don't know how it's being advertised now. I think when I talked to one of the other professor who's teaching the Foundry class, and I told him, like, yeah, I really didn't want to do a documentary, so I want to do short films. Like, but that's what you signed up for. It's like, not really. Like, I mean, yeah, documentaries were there, but like, also short films are too, and I haven't gotten to do a short film, and I don't think anyone in the major has. So I'd say to the future media production thing is, you could do anything you want in this major as long as you're making media of some kind. And if somebody tells you, no, you got to do this thing, fight for it, because, you know, like, you know what you want to do creatively. You know that, like, this is what will help you do what you want in life. If you want to do that, that counts as media production. Just make sure, like, I don't know, just be ready to talk to your professors for a bit to, like, convince them. Like, make sure you convince them to let you do what you want. You know, that's what's important. Because, like, this is your education, but might as well do what you actually want to be doing.
Yeah, especially in, like, our final semesters. It's my final semester. It's yours also. Like, we kind of want to, like, I don't want to say cram it in, but, yeah, we kind of want to cram it in, like, right before we graduated, right before we, like, start to go out into the real world. It's, like, great experience to learn, not just making something, but also collaborating with others, yeah, for sure.
And also work with other majors. I know everyone involved in this are, like, media production majors, but everyone who's not in our class, English major, musician, art major, like, do that. Find specialists and work, collaborate.
Yeah. Specialists, for sure. I definitely get that. Yeah, well, that's about all I have. Thank you so much, Ash. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you for listening to the Burnout Podcast. This podcast is edited, hosted, and produced by Brett Coleman. If you're interested in more Revoice content, go check out Bad Attitude, Common Talk, and Podline for more Revoice content. Also, while you're at it, follow us on Instagram at Revoice Network. Thanks so much for listening.